it's absolutely tipping it down outside, but I still hope that many people will be coming along to the Fabian Women's Hustings at 6 o'clock today in the House of Commons. I hope it's not in the Thatcher Room. I'm not sure whereabouts it is in the... But it's somewhere in Portcullis House. I think it's an important moment to take stock, because in the course of the campaign, I've talked a lot about the different kind of policy framework that I want to see developed, talking about what I'm for, not what I'm against, in respect of the economy, in respect of the distribution of power, in respect of tackling inequalities of opportunity, all of which are relevant to half of the population that women. But also there's the important issue of how we change politics. I'm really glad at the way the Movement for Change has reached into all communities across Britain and the way many of its leading lights are women. But I think it's also important that we change the way formal politics, representative politics, engages. I've been working with a group of women MPs, but also Liv Bailey, the Vice Chair of Young Labour, looking at how we can make sure that the Labour Party continues to be at the cutting edge when it comes to the representation and critically support of women, whether they be councillors or members of parliament or the members of the European Parliament. I've said I want to try and get a job share in the new shadow ministerial team, and we'll have to see who gets nominated and elected to do that. But I think that we can also make sure that we remain ahead when it comes to women's representation. I think making sure that we get at least 50 of the top 100 seats as all in the shortlists is a good way of starting that. We need to get on with those selections, by the way. But I also want to make sure that I fulfil my commitment that as well as getting more women selected, we also support them better. And that's why I think the leadership fund that I've talked about, which would work for all underrepresented groups in Parliament, has got a really important job to do. I hope some of these issues come up, policy and politics, at the Women's Hustings, and I hope we're not faced with people put off by the terrible weather. But look forward to seeing you there.